Good morning. How are you guys this morning? You okay?
Quiet.
Is it raining outside today? You look gloomy. It's pretty outside today. I don't know if you were listening to the message that was just read, but the story today is about two men who are Jesus' disciples, John and James, and they wanted to go to heaven with Jesus and sit on the right and left side of him and be big, beautiful, wonderful people that we all know and Jesus said to them, you can't do that. It's already been prepared. It's already been decided who's going to sit on my right and who's going to sit on my left. And he also asked them at that time, can you drink the cup of suffering that I'm going to drink from? And can you be baptized in the baptism of suffering that I am baptized? And they said, oh, yes, we can. And Jesus also told him about the leaders back then. We had leaders and rulers and officials. We had leaders that were Pharisees, rulers like emperors, and we had officials like tax collectors. We've heard stories about tax collectors in the Bible. And they all thought they were very, very important people, and they were better than everybody else. And because Jesus came to earth, he led us as being a servant. And he said to them, for even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many. And there's different ways that Jesus served. Some of the times he healed people. What is he doing in this picture? He's touching somebody so that he's touching their eyes so he can't see. So now he can see. So he was touching people and working with people and healing them. Another way that he served us, do you know what this story is about? We've got Jesus here, and he's got a basket of a few pieces of bread and a few fish, and there's all kinds of people there. Do you remember this story when Jesus fed thousands and thousands of people with food out of that one basket? So that's how he served his people also. And another way he taught his disciples to serve was to do this to his disciples. What is he doing there? That's Jesus here, and this is one of the disciples. And what is he doing to the disciple? Washing his feet. Ew. Dirty, stinky, ugly, dirty feet. But he is serving them and teaching them that even the lowest thing that you can do is to serve other people. Okay? There's other ways that we can serve people here in church. Some of the ways that we adults serve in church is we have elders that help with communion. We have people who light the candles. We have ushers who tell us when to go down to communion. We have the musicians over here, the playing the drum and the piano and the guitar and the drums. They're all serving. There's people also, see all the stuff on the altar? Who do you think takes care of that? Those are people serving. They make sure the right things are up there on the altar. We have people who hang the banners. These are all things you can do to serve in church. What are ways that you can serve? As children, what could you do to serve? Do you ever set the table? Yeah. Who are you setting the table for, yourself or for others? Besides yourself, for others. Do you ever do something nice for grandparents, like get them something to drink, or say some hello, or give them a hug and a kiss? Those are ways that we as children can serve. Have you ever seen somebody who was sad and went up and helped them? Even a brother or a sister that were sad and you gave them a hug? That is serving also. So let's pray. Isaac, we're going to pray. Put your hands up. Dear God, thank you for giving us Jesus, your Son, to serve others and to die for us, and to forgive us for all our sins, and help us to recognize opportunities to serve others. In your name we pray. Amen.